It was just a great play. It was a bunt situation. We went over plenty of times in practice. And I just grabbed my keys and, you know, took it.
You know, it seemed like in the second quarter the defense turned this game around, started getting pressure on the quarterback. I know you guys in the secondary love that.
Yeah, we do. Coach always talk about us starting fast and, you know, who the most physical team. And, you know, that's kind of one of our goals going out is doing everything right. So, you know, it kind of didn't go our way that we planned to go first quarter. So second quarter came, you know, we just regrouped and went out and did our thing.
You're a rookie. Is it hard not to get discouraged when the other team's kind of marching the ball down the field on you?
No, I mean, that's the thing. You know, you got to know how to keep your poise and just do whatever you're supposed to be doing. And, you know, just do what they expect you to do when they brought you in. And that was one of the things. I kind of look back at Goody and Ronaldo here. Now they help me out when I'm on the field. And, you know, I just play my game.
You guys noticing the kind of pressure Robert Ayers is putting on quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he do it at practice every day. When he don't do it, you know, coach kind of get mad at him. Scream at him a little bit, and then it's when he pick it up. But, you know, that's just kind of a great feeling, you know, whenever he and the whole D-lineman put pressure on the quarterback, it kind of helps us out in the back end.
I got to tell you, last week you make a big play on special teams. This week a big play on defense. This team's been looking for playmakers. Looks like they can count on 32.
Well, anytime, wherever they need it, you know, receiver, quarterback, D-line. You know, I do all of it. But, you know, that's what I came in to do, just to help out the team best way I can. Coach McDaniels gave me the chance I wanted. And that's kind of one of my goals is going and just do my best whenever I get my chance.
Does it mean anything to you, getting that first preseason win but finally walking off the field a winner?
It do. You kind of get tired of losing. You know, it's preseason. You know, people kind of look at it as that. But, you know, to the players and the coaches, you know, we just feel, you know, we need that victory. You know, it feels great to finally get one, especially at home.
Thank you, man.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bears, it looked like that at first that Dennis Dixon was throwing the ball out of bounds. Did it look like that to you, or did you see it going into your hands the whole time?
It did, but once I seen it coming, you know, my eyes kind of got big, and, you know, I took it for what it is.
Gotcha. And Andre Goodman's interception also came when they were driving down close to the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys take pride in that? No matter how close you are, it
could... Hey, I mean, you know, you take pride in getting a turnover anytime. I mean, you know, you can't ask for nothing more than a turnover. Once you get the turnover, it kind of take a lot of pressure off of you, then you get in that comfort mode, you know, to play your position how you want to play it.
You guys only allowed, I think, 50 passing yards in the first half. I mean, did you try to be able to shut a team down like that?
I actually didn't know the stats, but now that you say it, yeah, I mean, it's a great feeling to do that. You know, then, I mean, you know, I'm in with the ones, you know, where everybody expect you to do a lot. You know, I'm filling in a lot of big shoes, you know, champ. So it's kind of one of the greatest things, you know, to know.
What did you see when Andre Goodman – did you see Andre about to jump that route on the
– I did. They actually earlier, I think in the first quarter, I think they came out and did the same route. And I think he broke one up with a pass breakup. And, you know, he told me he just sit down on that one. You know, actually, I think it was the same one Saquon picked off too. Same route, you know, they ran a curl route. He broke on it and – you know, it came out to the best.
You talk about that fellow rookie Saquon Thompson getting that pick six at the end.
Oh, man, it's lovely. You know, that's kind of one of our group things. You know, me, Saquon, and Cassius Vaughn, you know, we all hang around together every day, all day. Best pick owners to do this and that. And, you know, just to go out and make a big play like that kind of take a lot of pressure off for you with them also.
How happy were you for him? He's come close to some big plays in camp that they haven't quite been there.
Man, great. You know, Saquon is one of those quiet guys that just sit back. You know, we really only talk when, you know, he's called on. But he's kind of one of those dudes that just sit back and, you know, he just watches everything, pick up everything. But when he did that, you know, got the pick six, you know, that kind of felt great for me. And also, you know, I don't know to everybody else, but I know for myself. But also that big return at the end of the game also, you know, that was really big.
Now, you being with the first team defense a lot of the last couple weeks, the biggest thing has been red zone. There's been a lot of yards allowed between the 20s, but you guys have really clamped it down. How much has that been a point of emphasis?
It's been great. You know, we hate that we've been put in that, you know, we get put in that situation pretty much. But, you know, once that's the biggest area, you know, red zone, get a stop in the area, you know, that changed the game.
And you may have answered this. I apologize if you already have. Tell me about the interception, what you saw on that play, and how tough it was to get those feet down.
Man, I actually was higher than I thought I was. I did not realize I was that high until I actually looked down and seen that I had enough room to put my feet in. But, you know, it was a great feeling. I didn't actually think he was going to throw it my way. I was hoping that he did, and he did, you know. So I made the best out of it. And I told Coach, you know, it was just a joke around, but I told Coach before the game, I'm going to give me one today, Coach. You know, it's kind of one of my goals. I said, get one today every game, and it came out the best.
Getting those feet down, is that something you can even – were you aware of the slide on it, or you just, like, get my feet on the ground and where they land?
I mean, I actually kind of, you know, kind of peripheral to where I was on the sideline. And, you know, if I wouldn't have looked down, you know, seeing where I was, I would have been out of bounds. So And that's kind of one of the things that that I kind of, you know, visualize as it happened. You know, just keep getting, staying bounced.
Starting a couple of games, is it hard, and getting a pick, it's hard to imagine this preseason going much better than it has for you as a rookie.
I mean, it's actually going great, you know, but I still don't pride myself on it. You know, I still want to keep pushing. So I'm still learning as I go. You know, Ronaldo, Champ, you know, they all help me every day. So, you know, I just keep on asking the questions every day and keep getting better.